Every day I tell you that Jigida and Fire are not friends, but you will never hear. You grew your ears for decoration, not for hearing. One of these days your Jigida will catch fire on your waist, and then you will know. Akueke moved to the other end of the hut and began to remove the waist beads. It had to be done slowly and carefully, taking each string separately, else it would break, and the 1,000 tiny rings would have to be strung together again. Page 72. She rubbed each string downwards with her palms until it passed the buttocks and slipped down to the floor around her feet. The men in the obi had already begun to drink the palm wine which Akueke's suitor had brought. It was a very good wine, and powerful, for in spite of the palm fruit hung across the mouth of the pot to restrain the lively liquor, white foam rose and spilled over. "That wine is the work of a good tapper," said Okonkwo. The young suitor, whose name was Ibi, smiled broadly and said to his father, "Do you hear that?" He then said to the others, "He will never admit that I am a good tapper." "He tapped three of my best palm trees to death," said his father, Ukegbu. "That was about 5 years ago," said Ibe, who had begun to pour out the wine, "before I learned how to tap." He filled the first horn and gave to his father. Then he poured out for the others. Okonkwo brought out his big horn from the goatskin bag, blew into it to remove any dust that might be there, and gave it to Ibe to fill. As the men drank, they talked about everything except the thing for which they had gathered. It was only after the pot had been emptied that the suitor's father cleared his voice and announced the object of their visit. Obierika then presented him with a small bundle of short broomsticks. Ukegbu counted them. "They are 30?" he asked. Obierika nodded in agreement. Page 73. "We're at last getting somewhere," Ukegbu said, and then turning to his brother and his son, he said, "Let us go out and whisper together." The three rose and went outside. When they returned, Ukegbu handed the bundle of sticks back to Obierika. He counted them. Instead of 30, there were now only 15. He passed them over to his eldest brother, Maki, who also counted them and said, "We had not thought to go below 30. But, as the dog said, if I fall down for you and you fall down for me, it is play. Marriage should be a play and not a fight, so we are falling down again." He then added 10 sticks to the 15 and gave the bundle to Okegbu. In this way, Akueke's bride price was finally settled at 20 bags of cowries. It was already dusk when the two parties came to this agreement. "Go and tell Akueke's mother that we have finished," Obierika said to his son, Maduka. Almost immediately, the women came in with a big bowl of fufu. Obierika's second wife followed with a pot of soup, and Maduka brought in a pot of palm wine. As the men ate and drank palm wine, they talked about the customs of their neighbors. "It was only this morning," said Obierika, "that Okonkwo and I were talking about Abame and Aninta, where titled men climb trees and pound fufu for their wives. All their customs are upside down. They do not decide bride price as we do with sticks. They haggle and bargain as if they were buying a cow or a goat in the market." "That is very bad," said Obierika's eldest brother. Page 74. "But what is good in one place is bad in another place. In Umonsor they do not bargain at all, not even with broomsticks. The suitor just goes on bringing bags of cowries until his in-laws tell him to stop. It is a bad custom because it always leads to a quarrel." "The world is large," said Okonkwo. "I have even heard that in some tribes a man's children belong to his wife and her family." "That cannot be," said Maki. "You might as well say that the woman lies on top of the man when they are making the children." "It is like the story of white men who, they say, are white like this piece of chalk," said Obierika. He held up a piece of chalk which every man kept in his obi, and with which his guests drew lines on the floor before they ate kola nuts. And these white men, they say, have no toes. And have you never seen them? Asked Maki. Have you? Asked Obierika. One of them passes here frequently, said Maki. His name is Amadi. Those who knew Amadi laughed. He was a leper, and the polite name for leprosy was the white skin.